Om Sam Saraswati Namaha. On page 64 at the bottom, we're going to start the Samanyarga, which is the purification of the water, and that's the ordinary water that we use to purify everything else. So we're going to draw this yantra. You can use some sandal paste on the altar, or I just use water. And I put a bindu, and then a triangle, equilateral triangle, and then a circle touching all three points, and a square touching the four sides. And what it says is the bindu is where we're one with God, and there is not any duality. And the equilateral triangle says all the threes are in harmony, perfect balance, all the gunas, all the qualities of nature in perfect harmony. And the circle stands for creation, all that's manifested in existence. And the square stands for Chaturbharga, the four aspirations of manifesting in life, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. We define dharma as the ideal of perfection. Artha are those physical, material resources necessary to attain that ideal. Kama is fulfillment or cessation of all desires, so that there's no other desire than to be one with the one. And when those three are in harmony, that's called moksha, liberation, otherwise known as self-realization. So take a few pieces of rice, and we're going to put it on that yantra. Page 64, we'll translate for a little bit. We're starting with the Samanya Orga, and that means the ordinary orgia, the ordinary offering of an object of value, which is going to purify all the other objects of value that I'm going to offer. So, Om, we bow to the primal energy. Om, we bow to the support of the earth. Om, we bow to infinity. Om, we bow to the earth. Now we're going to place our water pot on top of the yantra, on top of the rice, on top of the yantra. Be still in the gross body. Be still in the subtle body. Be still in the causal body. Purify. Put water into the pot. Om the Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. These waters are mingled together. Remember, the Ganges is the Ira, the Jamuna is the Pingala, the other five rivers are the five senses. The land of the seven rivers is inside the body as well as outside. Yes, please.
Just quick while we're here, do you say these mantras even though you don't establish the pot all the time when you do the Kapha Puja? Your pot's established forever underneath Mahalakshmi.
Yes, I say them every day.
You say them?
Yes. And I reestablish it mentally if I'm not establishing a physical pot.
And then you would still just make the pancharama right in the same spot?
No, when I don't establish the pot, I only make one pancharamrita, and it'll come later in the offerings after we've established the yantra.
Thanks.
So then you mentally do all the smiley face and the kumkum and all that, and that mala, you don't do it physically every time once you establish the pot?
If you want, and in the beginning stages, I suggest that everyone establish a pot every day. And when you know it very well, then you can establish the pot without a pot. Remember, there are three forms of puja. The first is shabda. It's audible to the ear. You actually pronounce and offer all the articles. The second type of puja is pumsh.
That's very nice.
And the third form of puja is called manas. And we do the loud puja long enough until we can do it without the book. And then it gets quieter and quieter. Because actually, when I look in your eyes and say I love you, it means so much more than when I read it out of the book. But ultimately, we're going to close our eyes and we don't have to offer any physical object. We can just close our eyes and watch the pot being established. So those are the three forms of puja. We do it outside. We do it very quietly outside without any books. Just mouthing the words. And then we do it silently inside. So here we have the land of the seven rivers. It's a verse that you'll find in the Vedas very frequently. They're often referring to the land of the seven rivers. And they also refer to Bharat as the land of the seven rivers, the land where the light of wisdom always shines. Bharat is a name for India, the Sanskrit name for India. But Bharat is the name for the land where the light of wisdom always shines. And that's the land of the seven rivers. When we have control over the Ira and the Pingala and all five senses, we can bring all creation inside, and that's our Bharat. Now we'll offer some tulsi leaves into the water. Om Ahing Ring Kling Sring Brindam Vasin Yogi Swaha. Om Wisdom, Maya, increase to she who resides in Vrindavan. And remember, Vrinda means delight, and Ban is the forest. Vrindavan is the forest of delight. So tulsi always resides in the forest of delight. I am one with God. We'll offer flowers into the water pot. With these scented flowers, Om Ah, we bow to the 12 aspects of the realm of the sun. Tapini, Tapini, Dumra, Marichi, Jwalini, Ruchi, Sudumra, Bodha, Vishwa, Bodhini, Dharini, Kshama. Containing heat, emanating heat. Smoky, ray producing, burning, lustrous, purple or smoky red, granting enjoyment, universal, which makes known, productive of consciousness, which supports, which forgives. With these scented flowers, Om U, we bow to the 16 aspects of the realm of the moon, Amrita, Pranada, Pusha, Tushti, Pushti, Ratti, Dritti, Shashini, Chandrika, Kanti, Jyotna, Sri, Prithi, Angada, Purna, Purnamrita. Nectar, which sustains life, which supports, satisfying, nourishing, playful, constant, unfailing, producer of joy, beauty enhanced by love, light, grantor of prosperity, affectionate, purifying the body, complete, and full of bliss. With these scented flowers, Om Ma, we bow to the 10 aspects of the realm of the fire. Dumra, Archi, Jwalini, Shukshma, Jwalini, Vispulingi, Susri, Shurupa, Kapila, Habyakavyabaha, smoky red, flaming, shining, subtle, burning, sparkling, beautiful, well-formed, tawny, the messenger to gods and ancestors. So we have three flowers. The first one is Aw, the second one is Oo, the third one is Ma. And there's the Om has come with all the realms of the sun and the moon and fire. They've come into our pot of water. Now we're going to perform the Matsya Mudra, Dhenu Mudra, and the Ankush Mudra. And we're going to sing Om the Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. These waters are mingled together. All our senses are mingled together, all put into the pot. Om Himrikli, Chamunda, Yibiche. And now we're going to sprinkle that water over everything that we're going to offer, especially the worshiper. And we're going to sing the mantra, make this immortal nectar, I am one with God. Everything we offer is being purified with the proclamation, make this immortal nectar, including the worshiper. Now we're going to purify the flowers. We're going to wave our hands over the flowers in the Prarthana Mudra and again in the Dhenu Mudra. And we're going to say, Om flowers, flowers, O great flowers, excellent flowers, flowers in heaps and scattered about. Cut the ego, purify, I am one with God. And that's the whole purpose for this worship, is to cut the ego and purify ourselves and make ourselves one with God. And that proclamation comes again and and again throughout the puja, just to remind us. Now we'll wash our hands, take a flower, and say, Om Wisdom, the divine fire, with the weapon, purify. Wipe our hands with the flower and offer that flower on the altar. Now we're going to establish the pot. Touch the earth. Om, you are the object of sensory perception. You are the goddess who distributes the forms of the earth. You are the producer of the earth, the support of all existing things in the universe. Control or sustain the earth. Firmly establish the earth. Make the earth efficient in its motion. That's our altar. Now we'll offer rice on top of that place where we touched. Om, you are the grains that satisfy and gladden the gods, gladden the sacrifice, gladden the Lord of sacrifice, bring satisfaction to us through sacrifice. And now we'll place the pot on top of the rice, on top of the earth where we touched. Om, cause the effulgent fire of perception to enter into your highly honored container for renewed nourishment. Remaining there, let it increase in thousands so that upon removal, abounding in spotlessly pure strength, it may come flowing into us. So this pot is becoming a container of clear perception. It's a container of consciousness. We're putting all of our consciousness into the pot. And we're filling it with divine purity, and divine consciousness fills the pot so that it becomes energized and even more potent. When we remove the consciousness from the pot, our perception is even more clear, even more efficient. It has renewed nourishment. Now we'll pour water into the pot. Om, you waters are declared the ultimate of waters established in all creation begotten. Abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. Always abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. And forever abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. So these waters are the waters of all existence, the eternal law of truth. And we're pouring all the waters, and actually we'll find out a little later, these waters were gathered from all the pilgrimage places of the known world. Every place that was a holy place where there was holy water, we went there and we got this water to put in our pot, fill our consciousness. Now we'll put some wealth into the pot. Om, let wealth, even abundance, be victorious. Let wealth be sufficient as to be victorious over the severe ocean of existence. Like a bow to keep us safe from the enemies of desire, let that wealth be victorious to illuminate all. So remember, we needed dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Wealth, artha, that amount of wealth to keep us victorious over the severe ocean of existence. We need that much wealth in order to fulfill our dharma. We have to define what is the dharma, and then we can define how much wealth we need. If our dharma is to stay in the temple and recite mantras throughout the day, then we probably don't need a lot of wealth. And if we can define our dharma as to live in a palatial estate with large cars, and then we need more wealth. Place the fruit on the top of the pot. Om, that which bears fruit and that which bears no fruit, that without flowers and that with flowers as well, to we who exist, born of the Lord of the vast, set us free. All this is God. Now, we'll put some sindura, we'll put a smiley face on that coconut. Remember the Chandra Bindu Yantra. It sits above the Om. Are there any Oms around? There's an Om right at the back over the door there. And above the Om, there's a Chandra, which is the half moon, and the Bindu, the dot. And that's the smiley face we're going to paint on top of our coconut or our fruit. Om, the pious mark of red vermilion, symbolizing the ocean of love. placed prominently upon the head above the nose, bursting forth, allows the vibrance of youth to fly. As the stream of ghee pours into the flames, those spirited steeds of the divine fire consume the logs of wood, increasing the will and self-reliance of the worshiper. This red-colored powder symbolizes love, who drives the chariot of the light of wisdom with which we are worshiping our Lord. Please be pleased, O great seer of all, with this offering of red-colored powder, Omahing Rinkling Chamundaki Viche. So this red powder is the symbol of love. He comes before the light of wisdom. You see, in the morning when the sun rises out of the eastern horizon, it's a red ball of fire, and as it gets higher and higher, it becomes bright with light. So the first red ball of fire comes here. That's love, who drives the chariot for the light of wisdom. We'll offer some kumkum. You are being adorned with this divine red powder, which is made more beautiful by the love we share with you and is so pleasing. Oh, goddess, when we present this red powder, be pleased, oh, supreme ruler of all, with the offering of red-colored powder on the game wrinkling Chamundaki Viche. And some sandal paste. You are being adorned with this beautiful divine piece of sandalwood, ground to a paste that is so pleasing. Please accept this offering of sandal paste, O supreme sovereign of all the gods, with this offering of sandal paste, O Mahim Rinkling Chamundaki Viche. And some turmeric. O goddess, you are being gratified by this turmeric, the giver of comfort and beauty. When you are worshipped like this, then you must bestow upon us the greatest peace with the offering of turmeric. O Mahing Ring Kling Chamundaki Viche, please.
Do you put the turmeric in a certain way?
I put the kumkum and the sandal paste and the turmeric in lines on the top of her head. So she's got a half moon and a bindu on the front of her face, and then on top of her head, she's got some kumkum and some sandal paste and some turmeric. Offer her a milk bath. Coming from the ocean of being, the fulfiller of all desires, the grantor of supreme bliss to all souls, with the motive of purifying or sanctifying this holy union, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of milk for your bath. Omahim Rinkling Chamundaki Viche. Some yogurt, derived from milk of the ocean of being, sweet and pleasing like the glow of the moon. Let these curds eternally be our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath with this offering of yogurt for your bath. Omahim Rinkling Chamundaki Viche. Sure.
What is the significance of the coconut?
The coconut is one of the most wonderful fruits in all of Asia, and probably in all the world. Every part of the coconut is useful. You can use the wood, you can use the branches, you can use the husk to make the coir ropes, you can use the shell, and you can drink the milk, and you can eat the meat. The coconut stands for jivatma, the individual soul, because outside is this hard shell, and inside is this pure, white, milky nourishment, which continually energizes us. So anytime you can crack the hard shell of the coconut, you get to the purity and the clarity of universal consciousness.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Swamiji, if you're taking the coconut down at night,
yes,
can use the same coconut the next day? Or?
Yes, you can, if you don't have another coconut. When we're sitting in a public temple like this, we're very fortunate. People bring us coconuts every day. However, when we're sitting in a place like Kedarnath, you got to go a long way to get a coconut.
When we do the shiupuj, we don't use a coconut. Is the lingam kind of like the coconut?
Yes, you can establish the lingam with the same mantras. Or you can establish a coconut and a pot with the shivapuj as well.
Yeah, you have that in the long
shivapuj. Yes, in the long shivapuj
there is.
There are different ways of establishing the coconut. In West Bengal, they use a dab. They use the green coconut. So you don't see which way the eyes are looking.
They use complete.
Yes, they use the complete green coconut. So it's not necessary. Whatever is most practical for your pooja. I like to put the eyes up because it gives a flatter head. It's easier to put the flower on top of her head. If you put the pointed end up, then it's hard to balance the flower there. It always wants to roll off. Just like when you try to put knowledge into my head. You know, it sort of rolls one way or the other way. People with pointed heads have that problem. After the yogurt bath, we'll offer the ghee. Om freshly prepared from the ocean of being, causing all fulfillment, we offer this delightful ghee, the clarified butter, and request you to accept this bath with the offering of ghee for your bath. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche. And now we'll offer honey. Om prepared from flowers of the ocean of being, enjoyable as the sweetest of the sweet. Causing the fire of divine nourishment to burn swiftly, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of honey for your bath. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche. And the sugar bath. Om from the lake of the sugar cane, from the ocean of being, which causes the nourishment of sugar to give divine protection from all impurity. We request you to accept this bath with this offering of sugar for your bath. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche. And now we'll mingle all these five nectars together. Oh, milk, curd, ghee, and then honey and sugar mixed together. These five nectars are our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath. With this offering of five nectars for your bath, Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche. Now remember, milk symbolizes the infinity of consciousness. It's fluid and it's omnipresence. Yogurt, which has congealed, sows consciousness in its manifested form, the individual forms of consciousness. Ghee stands for illumination, and when we illuminate consciousness, we find a complete communion with God. The honey and the sugar stand for the sweetness and nourishment with which we regard creation. And in this way, taking all of consciousness into manifested existence and illuminating it, we offer sweetness and nourishment to creation, and that's our seva. So this is what the five nectar bath stands for. Taking all of consciousness, manifesting it in individuality, taking that manifested consciousness with illumination and offering nourishment and sweetness and goodness to the creation. Now we're going to offer scented oil or rose water with various beautifully smelling ingredients as well as the scent of sandal. We offer you this scented oil, O goddess, with this offering of scented oil. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche.
Now, do you put this into the punch
all the time? If it's rose water, I do. If it's hair oil, I do not.
Thanks.
Then we're going to offer just regular perfume, and that you can apply to behind her ears, or you can put it wherever she likes it. I offer it to the coconut. She is the cause of the scent that is the door to religious ecstasy. Unconquerable, never failing, continually nurturing for all time. May we never tire from calling that manifestation of the highest respect the supreme goddess of all existence with this offering of scented bath. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche. Now we'll wash it all off. Om, please accept the waters from the Ganges, the Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, and Kaveri, which have been provided for your bath with this offering of Ganges bath waters. Om ayim rin kling chamundage biche.
But when you establish a coconut, in reality, it's not washed out, so you just sing it?
You can offer the water in the cup if you like to water down your charanamrit. Otherwise, you can offer it at her feet or put it on a flower, or put it on the, sprinkle it over her head and give it to her symbolically. I generally, when we're dealing with less than 100 people, I like to make enough charanamrit pure and clear without mixing water in it. When we get into 500 and 1,000 people coming for that much charanamrit, then you got to put some water in it. Now we'll offer her a cloth. Om, to take away the cold and the wind and to fully protect your modesty, we adorn your body with this cloth and thereby find the greatest peace with this offering of wearing apparel. Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagibichai. The sacred thread. Om, the sacred thread of the highest purity is given by Prajapati, the Lord of creation, for the greatest facility. You bring life and illuminate the greatness of liberation, O sacred thread. Let your strength be of radiant light. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity of mind and body, patience and forgiveness, sincerity and honesty, wisdom, knowledge and self-realization are the natural activities of a Brahman. With 9 desirable threads, symbolizing the 9 qualities, all united together, exemplifying the 3 gunas, the 3 qualities of harmony of our deity, this sacred thread will be our ambassador. O ruler of the gods, please accept this with this offering of a sacred thread. Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. Now, Rudraksha, we worship the father of the 3 worlds of excellent fame, grantor of increase. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we be freed from death to dwell in immortality with this offering of Rudraksha. Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. And now, Amala. O my rosary, the great limitation of consciousness containing all energy within as your intrinsic nature, fulfilling the 4 desires of men, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, give us the attainment of your perfection with this offering of amala. Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. Some grains of rice. O great goddess, please accept these grains of rice spotlessly clean, bestowing the fruit of liberation, and give us a spotlessly clean mind. With the offering of grains of rice, Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. A flower mala. We offer you this garland of flowers with spiraling lotuses, other flowers and leaves. Be pleased to accept it, O ruler of all the gods, with this offering of a garland of flowers, O Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. And 1 single individual flower. Various flowers such as Malika and others of excellent scent are being offered to you. Our Lord, all these flowers have come from the devotion of our hearts for your worship. Please accept them with this offering of a flower, Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche. And now we're going to establish stillness in the pot. All the places of pilgrimage, as well as all of the gods, all are placed within this container. O multitude of gods, be established within. The Lelihana Mudra. Be still in the gross body. Be still in the subtle body. Be still in the causal body. Quickly taking in this energy and shining forth as the holder of wealth. O divine fighter, becoming abundant, destroy the current of negativity from the face of this earth.
Tell me, what's a malika flower, or is that a name for the...
Jasmine.
Thank you. Now we're going to establish life. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter. Consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity. All this is I. Perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche, you are the life of this life. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this, Om Ahing Ring Kling Chimundagi Biche, you are situated in this life or individual consciousness. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Om, Ying, Ring, Kling, Chamunda, Hiviche, you are all these organs of action and knowledge. Om, the infinite beyond conception, creation, the first letter, consciousness, Maya, the cause of the movement of the subtle body to perfection and beyond, the path of fulfillment, control, subtle illumination, one with the earth, emancipation, the soul of peace, the soul of delight, the soul of unity, all this is I, perfection, infinite consciousness, I am this. Om, Aing, Ring, Kling, Chamunda, Yiviche, you are all these vibrations. The mind, sound, eyes, ears, tongue, nose, and life forth, bring forth infinite peace and establish it forever. I am one with God. Om Ram, in the thumb I bow. Om Reem, in the forefinger, I am one with God. Om Rum, in the middle finger, purify. Om Rang, in the ring finger, cut the ego. Om Rom, in the little finger, ultimate purity. Om Ra, I bow with the weapon of virtue. Om Aing, Ring, Kling, Chamunda, Ibiche. Om Rong, in the heart I bow. Om Ring, on the top of the head, I'm one with God. Om Rum, on the back of the head, purify. Om Ring, crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om Rum, in the three eyes, ultimate purity. Om Ra, I bow with the weapon of virtue. Om Aing, Ring, Kling, Chamunda, Ibiche. Do we have any questions so far?
On those offerings, we do the same offerings to Shiva. Do they have the same meanings?
Yes.
But we don't do these long mantras. We do the long mantras and the long Shiva.
Yes, we do.
The same one?
Yes. Yes, please.
Swamiji, when we're doing the Shiva puja and we're establishing the pot, we have the Shiva lingam also in front of us.
Yes.
Do we adorn that with the cinder room and the chandanam at the same time?
No. There's another period where you'll get to worship the lingam, where you make more offerings.
But when you do the Leilani mudra,
yeah,
it's
Lili honey.
The pot?
Yes.
Not to the lingam.
If you're establishing a pot, you do it to the pot. Yes, please.
I'm confused, Swami. You do the water pot. Yes. For the Ganges water. Then yeah, it's the same pot.
No.
So you do another yantra.
Yes.
Because that when you do that when you touch the earth.
Yes, you touch the earth. You see the copper vessel on the right. It's shaped like a boat. Yes, it's called a kosha koshi. This is where the samanya argha is kept. This is where the purified water is kept. And then the pot is behind Kali. There you will see the coconut sticking up above of her head. So that's a separate.
So when you touch the earth, that means you're actually doing another yantra?
Well, you don't have to. You can put the yantra there, you can just touch the earth.
Okay. All right. And then you put another. All right. I got it.
Let's go ahead and read the establishment of life, which has a hymn. Om, thus has the life force been established in you, and thus the life force has flowed into you. Thus to you, God, offering is made, and in this way make us shine. All the gods are fragments of the cosmic whole. Also all the Asuras are fragments of the cosmic whole. Thus we make a house to contain all these energies. So inside that pot, we're putting all the energies of existence. In the mouth of the pot is Vishnu. In the neck resides Rudra, at the base is situated Brahma, and in the middle, remember, the multitude of mothers. In the belly are the seven seas and the seven islands of the earth. The rivers are Jhum, Gomati, Chandrabhaga, Saraswati, Kaveri, Krishnaveni, and the Ganges, and other great rivers, the Tapti, Godavari, Mahindri, and Narmada, the various rivers and the greatest of beings born, and all the respected places of pilgrimage on the earth are established within this pot. all of the seas, the rivers and waters from all the respected places of pilgrimage have been brought for the peace of all that which is bad or wicked. The Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, the Sama Veda, and the Tharva Veda, along with all their limbs, are assembled together in this pot. Here Gayatri, Savitri, peace and increase have been brought for the peace of that which is bad or wicked. The gods and Asuras speaking together are the great givers of churning to the mind. Rise to the top of this pot to separate them from what is actually Vishnu himself. So all the churning of our minds is the conflict born of duality. So the gods are on one side pulling in one direction, and the Asuras are pulling on the other side. And this is what's churning the mind, just like we churn the milk ocean. The Asuras are the forces of division and individuality, and they say, I've got to get more for me. And the gods are the forces of unity and purity and clarity, and they said, I've got to give up more. So this is what causes the churning of the mind. Within you are all the pilgrimage places, all the gods are situated within you. All existence is established within you. All life is established within you. You alone are Shiva, you are Brahma and Vishnu, the sons of Aditi, finders of the wealth, Rudra, the universal deities and the ancestors. All and everything has been established in you, from whence you grant the fruits of desires. From you comes the blessed fruit of the sacrifice performed with excellence. May those riches increase. Manifest your presence within us, Lord. Always be pleased. We bow to he who shines like crystal, to he who emits excellent clarity and excellent welfare with the net of unity in his hand, who takes the form of a fish, to the Lord of all waters and that which dwells within. We bow, we bow. We bow to him with the net of unity in his hand, seer of the life of the Lotus One. With this meritorious invocation, please make your presence manifest. That's quite a pot. Do we have any questions?
Swami, this is a general question. This Shiva Lingam doesn't have a pot. What's the difference between worshiping with the energy of a Shiva Lingam and worshiping Lakshmi with the pot?
Gender.
The obvious.
The mantras will be the same. You can worship the Shiva Lingam as you're establishing a pot. You can do the same puja to the lingam, or you can establish a pot and do a different puja to the lingam and a different puja to the pot. It's just another manifestation of divinity in our lives. We're asking all the forms of divinity to come to visit us. That's why we prepare the puja. So we're saying, hey gods, all goddesses, all forms of divinity everywhere, come and inspire me with divinity. Come and bless me and my family, so that we're as divine as we could become.
Is there a difference, like people who just have a murti in their house but don't have a pot?
Well, establishment of the pot is the next stage of sophistication as your puja grows. So you will use all the techniques that you can to make your puja grow in length, in time, in the amount of asana, in the amount of mantras, in the amount of dedication, in the amount of absorption. Because you'll find a direct correspondence from the amount of time that you sit with God to the how deeply you go inside. Please.
If Shiva doesn't get a pot, but why does Ganesha, I don't know.
Shiva can have a pot too. Yeah. Read the advanced Shiva Puja, please.
I have another practical question. Sometimes when I've done the Shiva Puja, I've forgotten something, and I see it on the table. Can you go back and offer it? Can you offer it at the end out
yes.
of order? Is there a significance to the order? Or?
Yes, there's a significance to the order, but if you blew it, you blew it. At the end of the puja, we're going to sing the errors and omissions song. And we're going to say, please forgive me. Namantram no yantram. I don't know mantras. I don't know yantras. I don't know how to worship you, but please forgive me. Please accept my offering. So there is an errors and omissions clause, and you'll be vindicated. Any other, please, Abba. The 12 aspects of the sun are the Dvadash Adityas. So Surya is Aditya. He is an Aditya because he's the son of Aditi. He has 12 aspects. These are the 12 aspects that were enumerated here. The circle of the sun is divided into 12 special rays. And these were the names of the 12 rays. The circle of the moon is divided into 16 rays. And those are the 16 rays that are enumerated.
Do the 12 name, do the 12 divisions of the sun rule the 12 months?
They do rule the 12 months, and they rule the 12 gods, and all the 12s come together.
And the 16 parts of the moon, that doesn't quite fit into 28.
No. Those aren't exactly the nakshatras. These are the 16 aspects of the moon which they've enumerated. Are there any other questions? Please.
If you were to establish a pot on your altar at home, I realize there was some question about this at the beginning, so maybe I'm repeating the question, but if you were to establish that once, then when you were to repeat the puja, you wouldn't need to clean that out and redo it.
You could establish the pot every day, or you could establish the pot on special occasions. According to the sankalpa that you take. I suggest for people who are learning to expand their pujas that they establish the pot every day until you can go anywhere and establish a pot.
So you would take the things out?
Take the whole thing off at the end of the day. There's a Visarjan mantra, and we're going to withdraw the energy and withdraw the prana and withdraw the consciousness back into our own selves. I'm going to take it off of the yantra tonight after the class is completed. And I'm going to take the energy back into myself. Then I establish it again tomorrow.
So Swamiji, I think that answers my question. If you establish the pot and then, let's say, you leave for a world tour or something, mm-hmm. If you don't have someone there to do puja every mm-hmm. day, what do you do? You have to
take the energy back and take it with you,
and
then establish the pot wherever you go. I mean, it's not like she's in one place; she's everywhere. You can put your pot wherever you like.
Smoke it too.
No, you can't have your pot and smoke it too. Yes, please, John.
Yeah, Swamiji, if you establish a pot in the morning and you take it off the altar at the end of the day,
yeah.
Do you need to do 3 worships at that altar?
No. You don't need to do anything. It's a privilege to do as much as you can do. So get your mind out of the idea of I gotta do this and I gotta do that, I'm defaulting. You want to do what your sankalpa is. And your sankalpa you will define according to time, place, and circumstance. You know, if you have to be at work, you have to be at work. You can't do the morning worship there. But you could certainly sit down at lunchtime and say a mala. Do what you can do to fulfill your sankalpa. There are no gadas. It's a privilege to do as much as you can do. So look at the time period that you have and define what that sankalpa wants to be. And then you'll do that sankalpa. During the Navaratri, we've efficiently dissolved the world. I mean, there's really not much of a world outside the gates of the Devi Mandir. And even the gates are starting to look pretty far away from me. Inside, we've defined the sankalpa. So mother's sankalpa is she'll be chanting the chandi at 3:30 in the morning, and then she'll do the puja, and then she'll take a little walk down to Shiva and do Shiva puja, and then she'll come back and take a little breakfast and a little rest, and then she does japa the rest of the day. That's how she defined the sankalpa. I define the sankalpa, I'm going to lay in bed and relax. Well, everybody defines the Sankalpa their own way, according to your situation, according to circumstance. If you have a regular job and you want a regular Sankalpa to go along with your regular job, so get up a half hour early and make sure you do some kind of puja before you leave. And if you can do a little longer puja, that's great, get up an hour earlier. And define the Sankalpa according to your situation. And then you'll find that quite naturally, you'll start designing the situation so that you can define the Sankalpa the way you want it. And it grows and grows and grows. So some people just don't have anything better to do than to come to California for Navaratri. Everyone defines the Sankalpa according to our own situations. Are there any other questions? Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you, Swami.